happy trails to you until we meet again.
My good friend and neighbor, that's it for this part of the show. We'll be back your way with some community conversation coming up next from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The morning show around the bend. It's 73 degrees and time now for a news update at 9 o'clock. It is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. How did July fly by so fast? Last days to save on all ruby jewelry. Stop by, take a look at our beautiful ruby red jewelry. Check out all the great shopping opportunities in Spring Green for this summer at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to name a vice presidential pick, possibly on Monday. ABC's Mary Bruce has more from Georgia, where Harris has been rallying on Tuesday.
Harris now moving at warp speed. Her campaign just over a week old, but she's already expected to announce her running mate in the coming days. The two will then hit the road together, visiting several key battleground states, starting with a rally in Philadelphia on Tuesday. The Harris campaign insists the schedule is not an indication of who she may pick, even though one contender is the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro.
No response yet to the assassination of Hamas's top political leader. Ismail Jamil was killed in an airstrike in Tehran. He was there for the inauguration of the new president. A similar attack on the head of Hezbollah's military wing. He was targeted in Beirut, Lebanon. Federal Reserve Board wrapping up its July meeting today. It's not expected to lower interest rates, but could set the stage to do so next month. This is ABC News. Emails are hitting inboxes this morning for a lot of Americans who could be in line to see at least some of their student loan debt wiped out. ABC's Karen Travers has the story.
Millions of Americans with student debt are getting an email today from the Education Department laying out options for how they could have some or all of their debt canceled this fall. This stems from a proposed rule announced in the spring, a plan B after the president's sweeping student loan forgiveness was struck down by the Supreme Court. President Biden says in a statement the goal is to notify borrowers of the upcoming debt relief programs in advance so they can, quote, benefit swiftly once the rules are final. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Amazon is promising to appeal after a ruling from the Consumer Product Safety Commission that it can be held responsible for dangerous items sold by third-party vendors on its site. Investigators in Washington state now say a Tesla that hit and killed a motorcyclist near Seattle in April was in full self-driving mode. So far, no charges have been filed. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Sunshine at times and a high in the low 90s today with southeast to south winds at 3 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, muggy with thunderstorms likely late. Some could be strong. A low of 69, a high of 83 with scattered showers likely on Thursday. Areas of rain tapering off Thursday night and a low of 66. Friday, partly cloudy, warm and muggy and a high of 87.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
On our morning show from WRCO, WRCE, we're talking about the National Night Out, which is going to be coming up in the city, and that'll be up on Tuesday night, August 6th of next week, getting underway at 5:30. And in the studio today, representatives of Partners for Prevention, Joanne Krulatz is here, Betsy Raisler as well, and we also have Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter and Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones talking about the upcoming event, which is a really extremely fun event. We've had a chance to be a part of it the last few years. Joanne Krulatz, it's back again. Looks like bigger and better than ever, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yep. We've had to do some changing around, but National Night Out, it's fun to be a part of it because it's an annual event, and the purpose is for communities, law enforcement, ambulance, fire to all come together and celebrate, you know, and it's nice for the kids to be able to see law enforcement and first responders and everything when it's not an emergency, and they can build that camaraderie. And that's what National Night Out is all about.
How many years have you been involved with this?
This will be the fourth.
Fourth one ever. And there are changes in the community, so maybe you could go over those.
There's some big changes. With everything happening with the campus, we had to find a new location. So we are going to be down at Crosscut Park where Rotary Lights is in the wintertime. So it should turn out nice. We'll have the gazebo for music and we'll have plenty of parking. And the other thing is, because there's no kitchen facility, we won't be giving, it won't be free food, but we did invite food trucks. So we'll have TKO, Yovita, and then Carter's Catering Walk with Grace team is going to have a fundraiser booth there for their Grace team. And that's what we have so far.
That's plenty of area back there, as I envision where it's going to be. I think it's going to work out well for you, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. You know, pray we don't get much more rain because it does get a little wet back in there. But, you know, we've got the shelters where people can sit and enjoy the music and have dinner and... So it'll be good.
Lots of things and fun and games for the kids as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Sheriff Porter reserved some thunder showers, bounce houses, and dunk tank, you know. The dunk tank is always popular. You know,
some of the stars of the Dunk Tank might even be in the studio with us.
I believe so, but not me.
Chief Jones, I think you were a hit last year, weren't you?
Well, for some reason, everybody likes to dunk the chief. but we also have the sheriff in it again this year, so come on out and help dunk the sheriff. There will be a little fee again to get some balls and throw them as hard as you can, and we'll hopefully entertain the crowd as much as we can with as big a splashes as we can make.
They don't just throw them at you though. You got to throw it at the target.
You got to throw it at the target. Yeah, please try to keep them over there. But you know, if we have to dodge a few, maybe we will.
Yeah, it'll be worth it. Take one for the team. Right?
Absolutely.
Well, Sheriff Porter, certainly this is a really important night for the community. Why do you feel it's important for the Richland County Sheriff's Department?
I think, you know, as was said earlier, it's just kind of building those partnerships. So not only are we interacting with the community in a positive, low stress event, right? But we're also interacting with our fellow first responders. So it's a good opportunity for us to get out, meet the public. I have a very young department now, and it's important for them to get out and kind of get that face-to-face time with you know, the community. But it's also, at the same time, it's great for us to get, you know, away from an emergency scene and interact with our fellow first responders, because we are all a big team. We all have to work together. And I think this is a good opportunity for that, to have that kind of bonding.
You bring up an interesting point, Clay, because I used to know all of the deputies and, you know, kind of on a first name basis, not because I was in trouble, but you just kind of knew them, you know? And I think now you've got some new faces. It's important to kind of put the name behind the face.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. It's like I said, it's our department's been changing over the last few years. Billy's is as well. And it's a good opportunity to get that time where it's not an emergency and maybe we're not necessarily needed, but we're there and we can interact. And it's just, yeah, a great way to build those relationships.
Do you echo that, Billy?
Absolutely. And just like Clay said, it's great for us to interact with the public, but it's also great for the public to interact with us. The new officers and deputies, EMS has even had some changes recently, you know, and the fire department is growing, you know, which is awesome. I think Chief Gald will be here in a little while, so he can speak on that. But we're all changing. We're all growing. Our community is growing. There's more younger people getting involved in a lot of things. And that's what we're out here to do, is just to get involved with the community, show the community that we're real people too. We like to enjoy a good time, and we just encourage everybody to come out, say hi, get to know your first responders, because it helps us, you know, later on down the road as well, to get to know you on a personal level as well.
How much do your departments work together between the city and the county?
A lot.
Do you?
Yeah. A lot. Yep. The county assists us a lot. We assist the county as much as we can. Our department is obviously a little smaller than the county department is, but especially and the day shift crew, they work well together. But the night shift crew really seems to have a very, very good working relationship together. They're always assisting each other on calls or complaints or just, hey, we don't have enough staffing maybe right now in the city. The sheriff's department comes in and helps us out on answering some calls in town. Same thing if the sheriff's department needs something out in the county and they may have an emergency on one side of the county, the police department will run out to Boaz to help out with something or wherever it might be.
Yeah, I wondered about that. You're not just confined to the city,
nope.
Then, are you?
Nope. All of our officers, I think, now are also deputized within the county as well. So we're working on that. We kind of got away from it a little bit, but we're getting all back together. And with our new officers, they've got to be trained in some other things and to get to know the county as a whole, because it's a big area. And once that all kind of comes around and we get everything together, then we help out where we need to help out. And that's what it's about.
Yep. Do you have enough help? I mean, if you had your choice, could you use some more deputies, Clay?
Oh yeah, we're in a good position staffing wise, but we're still down one from like 2010 that I've been working on trying to get back for a few years. But yeah, things are good, and we're With the exception of the jail, we're fully staffed, and we're soon to be full staffed in the jail. So things have been looking up in that sense.
Could you mention some of the deputies?
One thing I should mention is the canines. So one of our newest canine handlers, we're going to do another dog selection in September. So Sergeant Isaac Gerber will be getting the next canine. He's leaving. We're going in September. It's actually Fair Week to do dog selection. I'm not going to be able to sneak out on Fair Week, but others will. As we know, Canine Rambo, Lieutenant Sizz, had retired Canine Rambo. And so we're looking to replace Canine Rambo. So we're going to try to maintain two canines from here on out. We have Canine Aaron, who is with Sergeant Chris Shulgin. And then we have a canine yet to be named that we'll be getting in September with Sergeant Isaac Gerber. Okay. So... as far as that is, we have the Canine 5K, which is an event for National Night Out. And Billy can talk to this too, but the canine program's almost completely funded by donations. And so events like the Canine 5K really help us because it's not just getting the dog, right? There's all this ongoing maintenance that goes with keeping the dogs. Sometimes the dogs have medical issues just like we do. And so all this stuff helps us maintain the program. So events like the Canine 5K, huge for us. Great donation builder for us. So that'll be going on 5:30 on Tuesday during the National Night Out. And registration is online for it. You can go to the Partners for Prevention Facebook page to register. Website, the Partners for Prevention website. I Google searched it yesterday, National Night Out, Canine 5K. It was like one of the first things that showed up. So we're just encouraging people to get out, sign up for it. You don't have to run. You could walk it if you wanted. We're just encouraging enrollment for things like that.
So the money raised from the race walk will be going toward
it? Yep, it's split between our two canine funds, so the police department's canine fund and my canine fund. So the profits are split, and it helps us maintain those programs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you have a canine program to support as well,
Bill. Absolutely. Teddy and Lucy, we have the police department itself has one canine unit. Teddy is, and a lot of people know Teddy. Teddy will be at the National Night Out event as well. We're hoping to have a demo there. Officer Deneen and Teddy will actually be on duty that night, so they might have to come and go. But hopefully we can keep him there long enough to show him off a little bit. But then we also utilize Lucy. Lucy is a bloodhound that is actually owned by Officer Shaylin Isaacson. So Lucy is not owned by the police department, but we subcontract her quite a bit. And Lucy is a search and rescue a dog. She has an amazing sense of smell, just amazing. It's just so cool to see her work and do her thing. And Shaylin has put in a ton of work off the clock. So she does this, a lot of the stuff. She gets paid for some of it, but she puts in a ton of hours just on her own, building Lucy's skills and working with Lucy's skills and maintaining Lucy's skills. And she works with other search and rescue dogs throughout the state of Wisconsin. And she's been just a huge asset for us so far.
Does each dog have its own strength then?
Absolutely. Teddy is a multi-personal purpose dog, so he's trained to detect narcotics and drugs, to find drugs. He's also a protection apprehension dog, so he will bite if he's told. And then he also does article searches as well. So if we're investigating a burglary and somebody leaves a house or residence, he can track that person. He can sniff the footsteps and take us right to that person. So he's a little bit more rounded, where Lucy is just kind of specific to search and rescue. We've used Lucy in multiple maybe an Alzheimer's patient has walked away from a home, or a group home person has walked away from a group home. We've used her to kind of follow a scent. We find a piece of clothing or a shoe that belongs to that person, and Lucy takes a big sniff of it, and then she takes off and and goes and finds that person. So it can be 24 hours old, and she can still pick up that scent.
Isn't it amazing?
It's just amazing. Yeah, just crazy amazing. Yep.
You guys would have fun playing hide and seek with that dog, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yep. And actually, we have done that.
Have you?
Yep. At certain training situations, you try to get really sweaty. You get worked up a little bit to get the person, and then you walk them out through a field, and they go left and right and do a bunch of zigzags and up over hills and down into the woods, and then we let it sit for 20-25 minutes, and then we take the dogs out and we get found. Yep. We hope the handler holds onto their leash really, really tight, because sometimes they like to bite at the end of that.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yep. But it's always a good time. Yeah. It's a good time, and it's an amazing tool to have in our toolbox.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yep. So it's a fundraiser for the new dog. How do you come up with a name, Clay, for the dog, or is that kind of given to the dog when you go get the dog?
So it depends. A lot of times handlers pick their own name, but also, so we use Von Lick Kennels in Indiana. That's where Rambo came from, that's where Aaron came from, and that's where we're going for our next selection. A lot of times they have a kennel name already when you pick them up, so you can stick with the kennel name, or you can give them your own name. So, yeah, that's kind of... I think a lot of times most handlers pick a name, but sometimes you just stick with the kennel name because it's something they're already familiar with.
And this dog, will there be a specific trait of this dog you're looking for?
So this will also be a dual purpose or a multi-purpose canine. So narcotics detection, apprehension and protection. I also do like the article searching or could be used for searching for people as well. But yeah, narcotics and apprehension and protection are kind of what we're going for with that as well.
If you have more than one dog, then it's like whose shift is on, they take the dog, or is there ever an outing where you use both dogs?
So we try to spread them out on the schedule as much as we can. So that way, you know, between our canines and the city canines, you know, we try and spread them out so that there's a canine in the county as often as possible. They train together, seldom work together, but not sometimes they work together. But if we were to have like a specific deployment, or if we were doing an interdiction on the highway, we may just have them all work on the same day. Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting stuff then. So then you get a chance to see a little bit of a demonstration then, perhaps,
yes,
Billy?
Yep. So we're hoping to have a canine demonstration at 6:15 that evening. I believe it's Teddy right now will be there. Unless calls happen, and we might even if we anticipate something happening, we may jumble the schedule and move things up. But we'll have a loudspeaker and everything on the ground. So if we have to change the schedule up, we'll definitely let everybody know. But we'll have a bite demonstration. I'm not sure if we're going to do a narcotics find demonstration this go around. And again, it depends on the heat and things like that, because the dogs get pretty worked up pretty fast, they need to be, you know, cooled down as quick as possible too. But we'll definitely get them out and hopefully be able to put on a little demo that everybody can see and watch.
You get out to schools from time to time, don't you, Clay?
Yeah. That's kind of one of the fun things that the canine handlers get to do is get out to the schools and do canine demonstrations, schools, 4-H groups. We recently had a demo with one of the church groups, kind of builds that awareness of the program and kind of draws attention to you know, the need and the fact that it is funded through public donations. It's a kind of a fun thing you get to do on the side when you become a canine handler.
Yep. Do you get called out to other counties from time to time?
We do. We kind of the reverse of that. Sometimes we call other counties in here. The canine handlers train together with kind of our area counties and police departments. And then at the same time, if we don't have a canine on duty for a stretch of time and we need one, we'll call Sauk or Grant or Iowa and have them bring a dog to us. And the same thing, they call us when they need help too, so we can send dogs to that way. Yep.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So the 5K, again, you can sign up on the website.
A lot of people will. The Partners for Prevention website, you can sign up there. Like I said, I Google searched it yesterday. It was one of the first things that popped out, National Night Out, K9 5K. There's some QR, if you see a flyer, there's QR codes out there to sign up. So, yeah, there's multiple ways to sign up.
Yep. Yeah, get signed up. Come on out, run. I know there are a couple deputies and officers that are planning on running the 5K as well. So you might recognize. I believe Deputy Siz is going to run this year.
Wow.
So we're gonna put a couple people in. Fire Chief Gald is signed up, I believe. So he'll be out there. Hopefully. Walking or, you know, a walk run or, you know. So, come on out, enjoy it. You'll be able to rub elbows with some of the big wigs on the course. So it'll be a lot of fun. And again, I'd like to just thank everybody for who has already signed up and just for the support that we continue to get. It's amazing and it's humbling.
Yeah, it's a very nice little festival, isn't it?
Absolutely. Exactly. And just come on out. There's no cost other than if you want to get something to eat, but there's no obligation to that either. But come on out, have a bottle of water, sit down, enjoy some music, mingle with the folks on the grounds. We'll have displays on set like we have the last couple of years. We'll have squad cars. We'll have the tactical vehicle. Will be there, the big MRAP again. The fire department's bringing out stuff. EMS is going to have rigs there. We've invited some of the outlying fire department and EMS units as well. So we're hoping to get those guys there. The DNR will be there again with their big airboat they like to bring by. The kids like to climb around on that stuff. So we just have a lot of stuff you can just look at and interact with, and you can climb up in and sit behind the driver's wheel if you want and take pictures. And if you if you see the officers, they're out there to take pictures and mingle and answer questions or whatever you might have. And again, there's going to be quite a few of us in the dunk tank again this year. So come on over and slap the bullseye and drop us in and get a good shock. I think Scott's going to make sure the water is maybe a little warmer this year. We're hoping.
Put it in there a day or two in advance.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. So it'll be really good. Yeah, we're just really, really looking for a good night. And hopefully the weather lasts. It holds off for us, and we don't have a big shower, a rain shower, or anything like that. But it's going to be a great time. And bring your bug spray. Bring your bug spray.
That's another good tip.
Yeah, but that's my tip for this week is bring your bug spray. But I think it's going to be just a wonderful time and nice evening. I even think there's some ball games happening at North Park and at Crosscut Park. So maybe taking a ball game while you're there as well. But we recommend parking. North Park is going to be a good spot for parking, and then the Crosscut Park parking by the community center, and then come on and walk on over and enjoy a good night out.
Just a short walk. Razek will be there.
Absolutely. Yep. Donnie Razek is gonna be our featured band this year. He's coming in. And he'll kind of fill in the spots between yourself and Gary Goodconnect. And you guys, while you're announcing things, he'll be playing some music on the side and entertaining us like he always does. So yep, great local hometown boy. So it'll be good to have.
What time does he start singing then?
He'll set up and start at 5 o'clock, right away at 5 o'clock, and he'll just kind of play all the way through 8 o'clock, and he'll have some breaks and some intermissions and things like that. But he'll be there from 5 to 8.
Okay, you singing a duet with him or not?
I don't think that would go over well.
Okay, just a dunk tank for you.
Yes, just a dunk tank.
That'll be entertaining. Yep. Betsy Raisler is here as well, project director at the Richland School District. Betsy, you couldn't do this without your sponsors, could you?
No, the sponsors are very important, and we just really want to thank, in particular, the Richland County Children and Family Advocacy Council from which the Partners for Prevention grew. We wouldn't be able to host this event without their support. And then many businesses in our community that have been willing to support us, including Stafford Funeral Home, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Rock Solid Forming, Metco, Schmidt Farms, Jones Chevrolet, the Richland Center City Utilities, Richland County Bank, Rotary, Los Amigos, the Richland Hospital, Richland Electric Cooperative, and Robin's Nest. So thanks so much. And Community First Bank, People's Community Bank.
So you got them all.
I think we did. Did I get that one right? Okay.
This is an important event for our community. You guys have witnessed this the last few years, haven't you?
It is. And Joanne could maybe go into more detail. This event actually began in Ohio in 1973. So it takes place throughout the country on the first Tuesday of the month. For the most part, some communities opt to have it on a different day, but closely associated with the first Tuesday, so around this time. And it was established to reinforce that camaraderie between first responders, law enforcement, and the community so that we can communicate with each other better and create that collaboration. And that's exactly what the Partners for Prevention hopes to do. The number one goal is to increase people working together, because our specific goal is to reduce the number of youth that start using substances. And this event accomplishes that goal by having an event where there aren't any substances and normalizing that idea that you can have fun without substances. So this is one of our strategies that, building on the strengths represented by many sectors in the community, we look to emphasize the resilience and the strength of the community to address those risk factors, those weaknesses in the community. So we're all about this event and so thankful that it's taken hold after. Now we've got our fourth year coming, and we hope it sticks around for a very long time. We're hoping to create a sustainable event that becomes part of our culture.
For youngsters, it's very important to know that you know, these people are approachable, that it's not scary, you know, and things like that. And then if they do need them sometime in an emergency, not afraid to go to them too, right?
That's exactly right.
Joanne, anything you'd like to add in terms of the schedule or the events coming up?
Well, if they can't get online to register for the 5K, they can still register beginning at 4:30 that night down at Crosscut Park. And then at 5 o'clock, Amber's not here to talk about it, but I think you guys know this Lucas machine demo. It actually saves lives.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Lucas machine is... For CPR, it does the compressions for the first responders. So they're pretty incredible machines. They're pretty impressive to see a demo of them as well. They're quite the machine. And yeah, they really do save lives, because they take that human factor out of CPR, where as far as, you know, the compressions go, you can get, if you've ever done compressions in CPR, you can get tired really fast.
Yes.
Doing them. It'll wipe you out. And this machine automates that for us. So that'll be a pretty cool demo to watch. It's, like I said, it really is a life-saving piece of equipment. And you couple those with AEDs, and that's really a game changer for EMS. So
who has that equipment, or how many of those units do we have in the county? Do you know?
You think every ambulance in the county does have one?
So, okay. In Richland County, yeah. Richland Center.
For sure, every rig in Richland Center does. I do believe there are a handful throughout the county. There may be some EMS districts that need them too. I don't want to say everybody has one, but there are. That's becoming more common, but they are quite pricey.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are there maybe some ideas of having fundraisers for something like that in the future?
I think some ambulances have fundraised for them. But yeah, that, you know, that's certainly something where I'm unaware if there is a need, but if there is a need, it would be a good fundraiser opportunity.
Awesome.
Then at 5:30, the 5K will start. Mm-hmm. 5 to 8, food trucks open, live music, you know, people can come and go as they please. 5:45 is a fire truck demo. 6:15 is a canine demo. And what should really be fun and you don't want to miss is 6:45, a first responder team challenge. This was their idea.
And it was new this year.
Yes.
Actually, Amber Birch, she works for Richland County EMS. She volunteered to build a course for us. And most of us law enforcement and fire personnel, we don't even know what that course is quite yet. So she's been keeping this one on the down low. But we've been working on building some teams. At least I have at my department. We've been working on building a couple teams. We can co-mingle. We can intermingle with departments and fire if you need. And then we're gonna get thrown into this team challenge. My understanding, it's going to be some sort of like relay race type of a thing, where we got to maybe do a couple obstacles or something like that. It doesn't sound like it's you know. EMS is going to be there just in case, you know, just in case a couple of us have heart attacks or something like that. So maybe that Lucas machine might come in handy. But no, just all joking aside. It sounds like it's going to be a really, really good event. We kind of planned it to be a little bit of a surprise, but we let some of the officers know. So they've been talking amongst themselves and kind of getting a couple teams together, and so we're hoping to put on a little demo. And I'm not sure if there's going to be a dummy drag or something like that involved, where we have to, you know, maybe pick somebody up and carry them or something like that. So it sounds like it's going to be a really good time, and we encourage everybody to stick around, and we'll entertain where we can.
All I can envision is a reality show where, you know, you got to climb a wall and, you know, maybe something swings and hits you.
Right.
You know.
Yes, exactly. I'm not sure how elaborate we'll be, but it'll be fun.
You'll have to come to the National Night Out and find out more.
Exactly. Yep. Come on out and take a look.
I just want to invite everybody to come. I mean, what started out small, I think the first year we had 250 people, and we used the DFC grant, which we get from federal grant, to start it. But, you know, our federal grant runs out the end of September, and we don't know if we'll get the next 5 years or not. So we're trying to make this sustainable within our little organization. In fact, we're even applying for 501c3 so that the community can enjoy this, because this isn't just for us. This is for the community, and we want the community to take ownership of it and so that it can be sustainable. I mean, the first year we had 250 people, second year we had 500 people, last year we had 750 people. So it's growing each year. And it's these sponsors that in the future are going to help make it sustainable.
We'll take time out and come back with more about National Night Out here on the morning show from WRCO. And we also have Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gauld. He is here today. So we feel real safe here. We feel protected. If somebody starts a fire in the kitchen, we're good to go here today. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
WCCU strives to protect you and asks that you share this information with parents, grandparents, and others. Locally, we've seen a rise in illegal spoofing techniques. A fraudster uses caller ID to make a call look legitimate. If you answer a call and it is not who you expect, hang up. Do not rely on your caller ID. Also, never assume that an unexpected call is legitimate. If you receive a call asking personal questions or wanting to engage in conversation, hang up and call back using a reliable number on a bill, statement, or by using a local directory. As fraudsters continue to use these malicious, sneaky techniques, WCCU Credit Union encourages each of us to be vigilant and help spread the awareness to others.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Our morning show continues on WRCO National Night Out. It's next Tuesday, August 6th, and it will be at Richland Center's Kroska Park this year, a change of location, so we want to make sure that everybody knows that right out of the gate. Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gall is here as well. Scott, how you doing these days?
Good. How are you?
Good. We talked to you a little while ago. I know we saw you at the Walk with Grace race, which was held in May. That was sure impressive where all the departments came together for that walk at the end.
Yeah, and it's a good motivator for the members, too. We have three duty crews, and our teams were created with the duty crew officers, and they coordinated with their members to get out and train a little bit, and it just helped us overall to have something to look forward to, and it worked out really well. We had one of our members that left us that worked here in town went to Hixton. He actually brought a team down and participated too, so it was pretty neat to see that. So.
That was pretty impressive. All of a sudden, I had to go Google Hixton. Where is that at?
Yep.
I wasn't even aware.
Yeah, so. He worked here in town at one of the manufacturing and got an opportunity to go home, build a house, and still loves Richland Center and comes down to different events that we have. So it's good to have that.
How many members strong are you now?
We're up to 50. It's the biggest or most that I think we've ever been at. 25 of them are in the last 3 years. So when we were talking earlier, you guys were talking, we have a lot of new members too, and it's good for us to get out in the community and meet other officers and other agencies too with this new staff. So
National Night Out, you're going to get a chance to kind of put out there some of the new equipment and show the public, aren't you?
Yeah, we've been able to, with the donation of Jones Chevrolet and Cardinal CG, the ultra high pressure truck that it was in the paper this week, that is in service. That goes out to every call with two members. First fire it went on, it had the tractor fire that we had. It was quite a ways out of town, but they had pretty much contained the fire with that truck before the engine got there. So it does exactly what it does depending on the situation. It's just a tool in the toolbox and will not work on all calls, but some calls it will, and first call out it worked great. So I'm very excited about that. We'll have that there along with our drone. Our drone team, we've got four or five operators of that, and we'll be there showing that off too. And we continue to make that stronger too, working with the different agencies that we help out with that. So,
how do you decide who goes out with the new truck? If is it the first two members that arrive at the station, or are they assigned to that?
Depending on how long they've been there and the training that they've had, of who can drive it and who can ride on the truck. So, learning for us too. But yeah, we've got a select group that can go out, drive, and ride on it. And otherwise, they come on the next truck, depending on their situation of training.
Isn't technology amazing, though, and how it's helped you in you know, life-saving abilities and everything, right?
Yeah. We were looking at new battery-powered extrication equipment last night down at Wagner's. Bruce and the crew there lets us practice all the time, and we've checked out four different manufacturers the last four Tuesday nights, and it's just amazing what that does for us. And the mobility, instead of taking a pump and hoses, just grabbing a tool with battery on it and going wherever we need to. So.
And the drones have the ability from up ahead to kind of show you where the fire is? And
it does. We've used it on fire. We've used it a lot searching for people that have walked away from group homes, missing folks, hunters. It's actually added quite a few calls to our department. And we've got teams and worked with Clay and dispatch on actually a drone team. So we're not paging out the full department. We just have a select few that go out to those calls. So it's added quite a bit for us.
It's easy to say that you probably work more with the sheriff's department and the city than you ever have, don't you? In terms of going out on accident calls and things like that as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, with all the agencies, EMS, with all the lift assist we do with the sheriff's department, city police, on all the different calls, we all work together on a lot of things and share a lot of our resources, I think, too, as far as tools and different things from each other.
What kind of demonstrations will be showing there at National Night Out then again?
The drone will, you know, we'll fly that, show the infrared out. We've got a TV display so everybody can kind of see what we can see when we're on a scene. We usually set it up in our command vehicle, and officers or whoever, when we're searching for somebody, can see exactly what the drone operator sees on their small display on a 45-inch TV. And it's pretty neat to see. You know, you'll think you'll see something and it might be deer or whatever, but how that infrared works, it's pretty neat. And then the ultra high pressure will just, you know, open the topper and show everything that we've got on that. We're keeping it simple. It's got a thermal imaging camera on it. It's got AED, and then the basic pump in the back and how that works. So
Several members of the department will be there as well.
They will. We'll have our aerial there. We'll set the aerial up and show that off. And if we have enough members, we'll bring probably our engine down too.
Always impressive. And I know you're usually at Grace with a big flag hanging up on top
of
the truck.
We always try to do that. So just always trying to be out in the community. We've been stressing that a lot more with a lot of these events. Our annual dance we kind of went away from, and we're just trying to do more public events, more family-oriented, and it's been working for sure.
Do you have events just for your department, for their families and things like that as well?
We do. Right, we do like around the holidays, we do a holiday party, and then we'll do a summer picnic for members. Yep.
You have to have a big place now with 50 members, though, don't you?
So. We're pretty full.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah,
though,
we are very, very fortunate. I know talking to a lot of other chiefs, they're asking how we do that. We've been just fortunate, I think, to get the right folks on and their friends, you know, want to be part of it. So really appreciate them taking the time for all the training and everything it demands 24/7.
So you're going to be in the 5K then, I understand?
I'll partake, yeah.
Are you going to partake?
Yeah. Might not be as good as I used to be, but I'm still going to do it.
Sure.
I can finish it, no problem.
We can mic you up then while you're on the...
Whatever you want to
do. Okay. And it sounds like you're picking teams with you didn't even know about this, but you and Billy are...
Yeah, we'll be good.
Picking teams?
Yeah.
I can recruit. I got more to pick from.
He does. Yeah, he's got a bigger pool. Yeah, we're going to put together a couple teams for the first responder team challenge, and hopefully nobody gets hurt, and we'll have a good time doing it.
My captain's going to be Michael Starks. I'll just let you know.
Oh. He's got some ringers on his team, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He does. He knows where to find them.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I know you couldn't do it without the many organizations in the community, Billy.
Absolutely. So just to kind of piggyback onto some of the organizations that Betsy talked about as sponsoring, we also have organizations that will be on the grounds with tables and displays, and they're setting up their own activities. Some will do some face painting, some will do some other things, but we have quite a few groups from Department of Health and Human Services, which is another county organization that, that law enforcement and EMS and fire work with too on a regular basis. The ADRC, the Children Protective Services, Public Health Department, Behavioral Health Department. Those groups are all going to be there with literature and they'll have booths set up. We have 4-H, a couple 4-H groups that will be coming. I believe the 4-H groups last year did the face paintings, so they're coming out again. A couple 4-H groups from the Richland County area, Passages, Pine Counseling, Southwest CAP is going to be there. The Parenting Place, I believe they're actually out of La Crosse. They're coming down again with some literature. They'll set up a booth. You'll be able to go around and talk and see what they have to offer. Crime Stoppers is gonna have a booth out there again. Even Edward Jones from downtown. They want to put a booth together. They talked about bringing out some kids games. So maybe some younger kids games will be set up as well. I believe the Richland Hospital has reached out. State Farm Insurance has reached out. They want to have a booth down. I'm sure I'm missing some of the organizations, but there's going to be just a lot of community at Crosscut Park on August 6th, and we just want to say thanks to everybody who wants to become involved.
Clay, we just need people, so it's a good place for the kids and grandkids to come out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great event to bring your kids and kids of all ages. I mean, we'll have stuff for young kids on up. We would encourage teenagers to come out, and really not just youth as well. Like, people of any age can come and join in the fun and come interact with us. And I really hope we just have a great turnout. And like I said, people of all ages, come out. Come have some fun with us, enjoy some food. It'll be a good time.
It's important to see some of this equipment we talked about up close and personal, isn't it, I think?
Yeah. It's, you know, it maybe takes a little mystery out of that, right? Mm-hmm. So we open up our squad cars and we let people climb around and take a look at things. And like Billy said, we'll have our MRAP there. And that's kind of a big, impressive machine in itself. You know, it's the size of a fire truck in some aspects. And it just... You know, we kind of get our equipment out and you know, let the kids try to break a door open with a ram or, mm-hmm. you know, play around with that kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds like an awesome recess right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
A kid's dream then.
It is. You know, and speaking of the kids, you know, one of the big shout outs I want to give is to the Parks Department. Richland Center Parks Department they're working tirelessly right now. If you were to drive through the park, you'll probably see all these high school kids and park employees weed whacking and throwing mulch around and trying to make Crosscut Park just look extra good this week. So a huge shout out to them, Jody at the park, Spencer, Tess, and all the kids. You know, we actually talked to the park board this year, and they waived a lot of the fees for all the shelters, and because we're going to take up a lot of room down in there. So we want to say thank you to those guys for allowing us to come in and not have to spend a lot of extra money on some of that, so we can use it in other places. So it's been great, but the parks guys and gals have just been wonderful, and they're going to make it look nice down there for us, so we should have a really good time.
Awesome. Can't wait. Joanne, anything you want to add here at the end?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, it's not too late to sign up for the 5K, and mm-hmm. the Olympics are going on. Think of it as an Olympic event, you know. There's medals for the top three in each age group, so come out and earn a gold.
Gary and I can play that, what is it, theme from Chariots of Fire, I think.
Yes.
It is that. Yeah, kind of motivate people to get across the finish line.
Pull up fast.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Betsy, anything else that you wanted to add?
No, just thanks to the community for supporting this event and the Richland School District and the Richland County Children and Family Advocacy Council and all the sectors that come together to help us with what we're trying to achieve as Partners for Prevention. And I know we'll all be healthier and safer as we work together.
Yes, we will. Next Tuesday, August 6th. 5:30 it starts, and we've had a lot of fun with this, but seriously, thanks for keeping us safe, you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chief Jones and Sheriff Porter and Chief Gald over here, Betsy Raisler and Joanne Krulatz. Joanne is the Partners for Prevention President, National Night Out Chair, and Betsy is the Project Director at the Richland School District, and we hope to see everybody, one and all, at next week's event at Crosscut Park.
The annual Southwest Wisconsin Two-Center Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pull on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig, and money hunt. Located off Highway 133 East on Perta Bay Road near Bosco. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our firm heritage with us.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Traditions help connect us with the past and build memories for the future. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We recognize that maintaining a tradition while grieving the loss of a loved one isn't easy. If you can't continue a tradition, why not consider a new activity that you enjoy? There are many tools that can help. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com or call or visit us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Faith in the future has always been the mark of farmers. Farmers see the place they want to be in the world and in their rural community that needs them to be leaders, entrepreneurs, and examples to others. To plant a seed today is to have faith and believe in tomorrow. Take time to thank a farmer. This message has been sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
79 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We're moments away from our first half hour of items for the Walk with Grace radio auction. It's day number 3, and it's right around the bend for a couple of hours, 10 until noon today here on the radio. We'll introduce you to those items coming up in just a handful of minutes.
Hillsborough Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsborough Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsborough Equipment or call 489-2275.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Get ready, Mineral Point Monster Truck fans, for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. The Iowa County Fairgrounds will explode with big blown monster trucks flying 30 feet in the air, just like you see in TV. Plus a spectacular jet meltdown show and freestyle motocross doing big, sick tricks. The kids are gonna love this. Plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets get a free pit party pass to meet the drivers. And now get tickets in advance at monstertrucktour.com with no service charges or fees. Get your advance tickets only at www.monsterxtour.com. Come early and ride in a real monster truck, the Monster X Tour, for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. Advance tickets at monsterxtour.com. Iowa County Fairgrounds will never be the same again.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas leader Ismail Haniya killed in a pre-dawn strike in Tehran. The militant group blaming Israel for the assassination. The supreme leader of Iran is vowing revenge. Colombia's president has called on his close ally, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, to release detailed vote counts of last weekend's election amid doubts about the results showing that Maduro won re-election. More cold cuts are being recalled. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has details on the 7 million pounds of boar's head deli meat being